Get yourself along to Belfast this weekend when a group of strangers will be coming together to enjoy an unusual party where they will be encouraged to touch, cuddle and even spoon together in a safe, non-sexual space. Cuddle parties, it's the latest craze from the US, which is now taking the UK by storm. And Northern Ireland is also embracing the concept with its fifth cuddle party on Saturday night. Cuddling, have you been to one of these parties? By the way, can I go back there a couple of sentences? Where is that word? You'll be encouraged to touch, cuddle, and am I going to be totally embarrassed here? Am I probably the only person on the planet who doesn't know what spooning is? What is spooning? 90333105, if you can talk me through a good, I hope I'm not being rude, am I? I was going to say, if you can talk me through a good spoon. What is spooning? Getting titters through the glass. Well, like, now I've asked, okay? I've asked. What is, am I laying myself open here to be devoured by wolves? 903, see, none of the rest of you know either. What is spooning? Is this some sort of modern-day term for something that was different in the past? If you do know, give us a ring. 90333105 and explain to a middle-aged man what spooning is, please. Cuddle parties, it's the latest craze from the US. It's now, as I say, taking place here in Northern Ireland. And apparently it's spreading the warmth of human touch. And it's all down to a girl from Sligo called Gráinne Carr, who's introduced cuddle parties to Ireland and is now staging, apparently, monthly events. Jeepers, whereabouts? Because I tell you, does it tell you where you can go? Does it cost anything? There's another good question. Just let me check to see what spooning is. I think Scott's on this line. Good morning, sir.
Frank, I'm really, and I'm surprised you do not know what spooning is.
Do you know, I tell me, I presume if Stephanie Bale is writing about it in the Belfast Telegraph, it's nothing rude.
No, it's far from rude. Far from rude. It's quite intimate, but it's far from rude.
Okay, well, how, if you don't mind me asking, how intimate is it?
Well, we'll put it, I guess, Frank, I wouldn't particularly want to spoon with you.
Why not? What is wrong with me, Scott?
I'm 100% heterosexual, and so are you. It's cuddling to your partner.
Okay, but
she faces away from you in like a little, how would you call it, like a Z shape. And you're in a similar shape. And your knees are in behind the back of her knees, or vice versa. And you're just cuddled in together.
So it's like almost approaching from the rear. Is that polite description?
Close to the knuckle, yes, but you're right.
Yeah, that is spooning. Why is it called spooning? Nick's on this line. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. Well, that guy's exactly right. It's just almost like the fetal position, and you're just tucked in behind and cuddled in.
Okay, so yeah, I've now got the picture. Fetal position is a good way of describing it.
Yes, I often do with my fiance. We lie in bed together, and she lies on one side, and I come in behind her.
Mm-hmm. And would you say I'm going to give you a good spoon? Is that the way it works?
No, I'm just telling you, I'm going to give a good cuddle.
Okay, because this is the point. Why not just call it cuddling? Let me see if Sammy can throw any more light on it. Morning, Sammy.
Morning, Frank.
Would you be a spooning man, Sammy?
Oh, yes. Well, it's the reason it's called spooning is when you're doing your dishes and all your spoons seem to fall into place, the curve fitting into the spoon beside it. And that's why it's called spooning. It's just a cuddle with someone you love. Well, or someone you... In your case, it'd be yourself.
But it is cuddling from behind. You would have your arms around the waist of your loved one and you would be tucked into their... the fronts of your thighs would be tucked into their buttocks.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, unfortunately for the one in front, they don't get to cuddle anybody.
unless you're at the cuddle party, because I have a picture
correct.
Here,
like
and there's
conga,
hundreds of them.
Like a conga dance.
Yeah. Would you go to a public party where everyone was cuddling and spooning, fully clothed, of course?
No, I'd be too embarrassed. I'm a very shy person.
You don't sound too shy to me, Sammy, but I understand where you're coming from. Let's have a female perspective on this. Pamela, good morning.
Frank, I should have a direct line to you because I'm on with you far too often.
Yes, you come through from time to time, Pamela, to chastise me because I recognise that voice.
Yeah, I'm from Pamela from Grey Abbey. But listen, the spooning, that's where it gets its name from. If you stack spoons in a drawer, you see the way they sit very neatly on top, one on top of the other?
Mm-hmm.
That's where the term spooning comes from, because you're tucked very tightly into your partner. And yes, the one on the outside doesn't get, but that's why you have reverse spooning. So you have a wee go one way and then you turn around so that the other person is then getting spooned.
Yes, but I'm looking into my drawer, not, you know, imagining I'm looking into my drawer at home, and I see a variety of spoons. There are teaspoons, there are tablespoons, there are soup spoons and all sorts of spoons, wooden spoons and so on and so forth. You know, not all of us are the same. Not all of us are teaspoons and not all of us are indeed tablespoons. So if you've got a tablespoon and a teaspoon, they don't sit very neatly in my drawer at home. So spooning for some people might be a challenge.
Not at all. Not at all. Every spoon will fit into the other spoon. It will. Humans are more flexible than steel.
Well, this is true. This is true. But the tablespoon would have to sort of move more of its table qualities to allow the teaspoon in.
Yeah. I would say a tablespoon and a teaspoon, the teaspoon would be getting spooned more often.
This is very possible. And the other thing, Pamela, which I'd like to know from you is, would you go, indeed, to Grainne Carr's cuddle party in Belfast?
Funny you should ask that, because I am a single lady and I miss spooning so much. I might just do that.
Would you turn? I get the impression, I haven't read enough of this, I've just been drawn to it. Stephanie Bell's writing about it in the Belfast Telegraph. I don't know, can you go on your own? Would you be, let's say, or do you have
I
to take
I would imagine
some...
that's what it's all about, because...
It is, actually.
That's what it'd be for people that miss that spooning, and it's done in a safe environment.
This is, you can turn up, yeah, absolutely. I thought you had to take your partner with you, but no, you can...
Well, when you first mentioned that, my ears went, ooh, that's something I might be wanting to avail of.
I noticed the publicity photograph shows a lot of lovelies, if you don't mind me saying, male and female, all dressed in T-shirts and tight-fitting jeans, all, now I know the term, all spooning.
Spooning,
and
yeah,
looking very relaxed and smiling and just at ease with the world. I'm sure if we turn up in Belfast, you know, you could be, well, how do I best put this? You could be spooning ingredients that you mightn't necessarily want in your pie.
I would be looking out for the best. I'd be placing myself.
You'd be positioning yourself in such a way that the cutlery would be pleasing.
Yes, absolutely.
Pamela, it's on next Saturday. If you want to go, girl, you can read about it there in the Belfast Telegraph.
I certainly will look out. And if I do go, I'll come back to you and let you know how it was.
Please do. Please do. It says cuddles can actually fight infection. Last year, a study found hugging could fight infection of the common cold, where I would have thought a lot of hugging and snuggling and spooning and whatever would have led to the spread of an infection. Gary has an opinion on many things, but my goodness, I never thought he would actually phone us about spooning. Morning, Gary.
Hello. I'm just spinning up behind that lady, Frank. I'm here on about the cuddles. Not only one organised in Belfast this week, but thousands of Manchester City fans and thousands of Rangers fans have organised one for Glasgow and Manchester. At least twice during the match when their teams hit the back of the net, then a big mass cuddle at the end of the games.
You see, I thought you were going to come at it from the other perspective, Gary. I thought you were going to say that the Rangers fans would all spoon the Celtic fans going over in the boat, you know, and the United fans would be waiting at Old Trafford for the City fans to spoon them at the Stretford end. They'd all be lying down and sort of interacting and wriggling and writhing, and a whole new sort of atmosphere would be generated.
Well, I did do that, Frank. Remember we spoke about the Celtic fans fair home to Cross McGlen the last time we played them at Andon, beat them in the semi-final. So that was another version, like, where we all give them a cuddle and sort of commiserated with them and says to them, bad luck, you know, but maybe next time. But I'll hardly be the next time, because we'll be saying it again on Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Both of us, two United and City friends, or sorry, to Manchester United and Celtic friends that we have on the social media and here in, at home.
Totally, totally, Gary. And that was, in fairness, you're a reminder of a very decent gesture that time the lad from Cross Midlen who supported Celtic couldn't get home. The Rangers fans put their hand in their pocket. These are the stories we rarely hear. Right, good morning to you. 90 33 105 077 66 105 105. Would you go to a public cuddling session? That's one of the questions we're asking this morning. You can let us know. 90 33 105. Now remember, in the words of Ben Sands, we all need a bit of this.
I remember I wasn't much older than 4, maybe 5 at the most. The go-to-school mornings were colder and no such thing as a bus. Our mother'd be searching for school bags and combing our hair the wrong way as she buttered our toast, buttoned our coats. Here's what my mother would say: we all need a hug in the morning, one at the end of the day. As many feel like a...
That is lovely, isn't it? That is Ben Sands, of course, and we all need a hug. Now, some of you aren't with it here at all. You do not want this idea brought to Belfast of public cuddling. And it's summed up like this by, are there stick in the muds out there? Or is this the general line of thought? Maybe it is. It's just an excuse for perverts to get close to strangers. This position is, I would like to think that it's a normal sleeping position for most, if not all, married people. It's a sleeping position and nothing other than that, says Puritanical Petunia, or whoever sent it. There's no name on it. There's a text that says, boys of dear Frank, spooning. Do you know they've named a soup after you? Thick country vegetable. Says Jackie in the hood. Jackie, good morning. Jackie, I'm hurt. I'm embarrassed. What else is coming up here? Frank, laugh out loud. You've caused murder in our house. Me and my man having our own debate about spooning. I'm just raging that we don't spoon, though we might tonight after listening to this, says Julie, from brackets, no spooning, Belfast. Let me speak to Colin. Morning, Colin.
Good morning, Frank.
Are you a spooner, Colin?
I am indeed, Frank, yes. I like a bit of spooning. It's nice and cosy and keeps you warm. But the question I would have, everybody's talking about spooning. Could you not call it forking?
Sorry, Colin.
Could you not call it forking? The reason I'm asking that, do forks not sit on top of each other and see the spoons in the... in the drawer?
This is very true. And the other thing is, they're all the same size.
Yes, they'll all sit on top of each other, just the way a spoon would. So who gave it the name spooning? Would forking not be a good name for it as well?
I like that. From now on, I'll be forking and not spooning.
Sounds good to me, thanks. Hope you enjoy it.
Thank you, Colin. Thank you. But
thank you.
On a serious note, would you go to a public display of it?
I don't know. I like forking, but it's mainly with my missus. You know, I wouldn't be going to do it in a group thing or anything. But I would probably go and watch it. Wouldn't check part, maybe.
Yeah, all right. Okay, halfway there, as the man says, risk one eye. Okay, tell me this. If you were spooning with this guy, who would you be spooning with?
A lot of medical people in my family. And it's funny, my dad would try to give me advice for pretty much every character I've played.
So there you go. Apparently, on the text, people are saying they'd love to spoon with him. And here was the guy. He was number two. This was number one.
And I would see stories of some famous actor saying how miserable they were. And I was like, I'm cutting tobacco.
Okay, so who are those famous spooners, or at least people that you would like to spoon with? 90 33 105 077 66 105 105. Good morning to you. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Listening to you.
Invite winning.
Totally familiar with the involved cuddling and
Cab. Carrick, Bangor, Ballinahinch, Antrim. No matter where you are, let Phonacab bring you to Belfast and take you back again, safe and sound.
Kevin, name the two most sought-after spooners in the world, according to the girls listening to this programme. Maybe some of the blokes as well.
Is it Jamie Dornan and George Clooney?
Jamie Dornan, George Clooney, absolutely right. Would you go to a public show of affection that involved cuddling in Belfast this weekend, Kevin?
Oh, definitely not.
Would it be because you would feel embarrassed? Remember, there's no sexual content in this. This is relaxation. It's therapeutic. It's expressive. Would you not be open to it?
No, that just sounds a bit weird to me.
A bit weird. And
yeah.
You would have been totally familiar with the term, the concept spooning.
Yes, yes, absolutely, yeah. But only with my wife, you know, wouldn't go and watch anybody doing it.
Fair enough, you know. I don't particularly want to go and watch somebody spooning with somebody else myself. But it's up there on Twitter, the little bit of spooning that we did earlier here in the studio at U105 Radio, at Frank U105 as well. Up towards the news at 12 noon. Sometimes you have to put your hand up and say, you haven't been out enough. You haven't been in adventurous enough company down the years.